top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhones, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the services tab and click on senior living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Here's how to have a happy house hunting. Call on Tri-County Realty of Sebring. If you're looking to buy or sell, don't look for outside help. Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty has the latest up-to-date listings and a great knowledge of fair price values of properties throughout the Thumb area and beyond. Tell Dale your requirements as to price, neighborhood, and size, and Dale will find it. With years of real estate experience and loyalty, you'll love Tri-County Realty service. So if you're looking to buy or sell, call on Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty in Sebring at 989-883-3130, where they love saying sold.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. DS Services of Cass City for all of your grain handling needs. Paddock Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe. Rainey's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Huron Auto Parts, Tri-County Realty, Bayport State Bank, USA Schools, Think USA. And Sure health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services and the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. In just a blink of the eye, we are already at the halfway point of the regular season, and the temperatures are well below the 50-degree mark. That could only mean one thing. Well, it's time to take out the windows of the booth and feel that crisp fall air pour into your lungs. It's the third but sixth week of the MHSAA football season. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and with the exception of perhaps a train passing by the field in Reese, we find ourselves in perhaps one of the most scenic views in the Greater Thumb Conference, Laker Country. A man who considers to be scenic all the time has been to my right for 9 years now, and that'd be Dave Hansen.
Oh, that number still boggles me every time I hear it. 9 straight years already we've been doing this. It seems like yesterday when we started.
Yes, it does. After 2 weeks of being camped out in Harbor Beach's expansive tower, we packed up our gear and headed west, young man. Now we are in the middle of a sports complex that is in the midst of a massive upgrade, with Lager Legacy Fieldhouse being built within earshot of the football field. Due to COVID delays, the fieldhouse is reaching the home stretch now. Currently, the translucent windows are being installed in the area that houses the 60-yard indoor turf field and is certainly making great progress.
Absolutely, and I love the location. It's just off the field here to our right, and they have made an absolute great progress on it. And just hearing the details about what it can do and what it's meant to do and the workout facility in it, it's going to be an awesome upgrade for Laker Country.
Well, in fact, that entire millage project has been truly outstanding to see. They redid their entire indoors, and they have the brand new auditorium, new track out here, new sidewalks going around, new stands on the away bench. We have, of course, the Legacy Field, an innovation center, which is truly remarkable on the back end.
Very attractive to young families out there looking for a school to go to. They are obviously positioning themselves for the future, and you got to give them credit for that.
And one person who is the image of future in progress is the man to my left with the past 8 seasons. Doug Cole is our director of sports information and travels from Livonia, Michigan each and every week for us. He keeps track of every possible offensive and defensive stats so that we're able to pass that information along to you, our listeners, in real time. Doug, glad to see you made it safely through the construction zone in the parking lot tonight.
I appreciate it, Clark. I thought I was maybe at the wrong spot, but glad I'm here.
All right, since you brought it up, this is a first.
You had to bring that up.
I had to bring it up.
Not you, Doug.
Oh, yes. I've been broadcasting now 10 years, and this is the first time that, frankly, anyone has driven to the wrong school, let alone two of our crew, let alone 66% of our broadcast crew tonight. I arrive to the field at 5 o'clock like I normally do. I'm setting things up, getting things situated. Doug calls me at 5:10, says, "Hey, you here yet?" And I said, "Yeah." And Doug's like, "You here at USA?" And I said, "No, I'm here at Lakers." Dave texts me about 3 seconds later and says, "Where are you at?" And I said, "Lakers." And Dave was sharing the parking lot with Doug Cole over at USA.
At least you didn't leave me stranded or vice versa, Doug, so I appreciate that. One of us got a bad memo somewhere along the line.
But the question, Doug, though, is did you find somewhere to eat?
I did it. I did find somewhere. It was in Seawing. It's called Light Lamper. I believe that's the right name.
Oh, yes, the Light Lamp.
Yeah, it was delicious. Had some steak and eggs, and it was really good.
You're loving the breakfast foods this year.
Yeah, well, I think last couple weeks have been, or last week was fish
and chips, that's right, yes.
And then this week is breakfast, so maybe next week we'll see. Maybe a little lunch, or I'm not sure, maybe a little steak, hamburgers, we'll see.
Don't give it away yet.
All right.
Does it get the Doug Cole seal of approval?
For sure, absolutely.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Dining with Doug will continue for yet another week. On our outside flank would normally be Dan Banky, our director of visual data and spotter for WLW Sports. Due to a prior engagement, Dan is not able to be with us tonight, and Dave, it feels like my left arm has been cut off above the elbow for whatever reason. Something seems to be missing.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but we will. This is the old-fashioned crew here, so we'll get through it just fine. But I know Dan's out there doing some heavy scouting, I'm sure, on the next opponents for next week, and he'll be ready to go, and we'll miss him this week, though.
Well, Dave, if there's ever a message for this week's broadcast, we'll endure. We just need to stick together. We're not out of the woods yet. We need to use data-driven science to make our decisions, and we'll push right through.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
It sounds like a lot of work for Doug, too.
Tonight's crew is also our own version of a Flashback Friday with just three of us in the booth. Rochelle Ramsey, who is our Director of Game Data Analytics, is not able to join us tonight due to booth limitations, and also, frankly, The temperature is below 50 degrees.
It's below 71 degrees. But yes, I'm sure she will be back to join us again, but it might be next year. I have no idea.
No.
We'll get her back.
She honestly was willing to come this week.